Colorado Springs has had a record number of traffic fatalities this year. To date, 47 people have died in crashes on city roads. That's 12 pedestrians, 4 bicyclists, 23 in vehicles, and 8 motorcyclists. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the city's growing population could be a factor in the number of deaths, but officials say there's a human element in the crashes that cannot be ignored.
Sergeant Jim Stinson of the Colorado Springs Police Department is as close as you can get to being a human Google map of fatalities on the city's streets. He calls them his ghosts.
Between this unit and when I work homicide, the deaths are the ones that kind of stick with me. I don't remember names, but I remember my locations and all that.
As we drive south down Academy Boulevard, he rattles off details.
So I had a motorcyclist that got killed right here. That was earlier this year.
Stinson says drivers are impatient, distracted, and oftentimes impaired.
So now we're a block further south, and this is the scene of Ford Explorer coming too fast northbound, and he rolled the Explorer, and then he was ejected because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and he got killed.
He says newer model cars have a black box-type device just like an airplane. It records seatbelt usage, acceleration, braking, and engine RPMs just before the airbags go off. And it often shows that fatal crashes involve speeding. City traffic engineers say on average, drivers in Colorado Springs tend to go 10 miles per hour over the posted limit, some even faster. Stinson says people are not good drivers.
We're competitive drivers. You know, you don't see people allowing people to come in front of them or waving thanks or anything. It just always seems to be a competition like video games. And unfortunately, in real life, there aren't any reset buttons. Once you're dead, you're dead. It's over.
We continue south on Academy Boulevard past Austin Bluffs. He points out 2 more crash sites where people died. Both involved impaired drivers. A block away, 2 fatal motorcycle wrecks happened within 8 hours of each other. On this stretch of Academy alone, we pass 25 of his ghosts. To help assist with traffic issues, the Colorado Springs Police Department has installed red light cameras at 4 major intersections, including 2 on Academy, and a new grant will fund speed enforcement at intersections known for injury collisions. Lieutenant John Koch with the CSPD says that a lot comes down to personal accountability. That includes pedestrians and bicycles obeying traffic laws and being aware of their surroundings. CSPD says of the 12 pedestrians killed this year, 10 were found to be at fault. 2 of the 4 bicyclists were at fault. Koch acknowledges crashes and collisions are always a risk, but
by and large, fatal traffic collisions, serious traffic accidents, all of those things are generally avoidable. And we can avoid them by watching our own behavior and being cognizant of what we're doing.
Like going the speed limit. City engineers will be lowering speed limits by 5 miles per hour on some streets in town this month. The speed limit was already reduced on a portion of Academy Boulevard, where I rode with Sergeant Stinson. The most palpable and haunting part of this issue can be seen at the Colorado Springs impound lot. The cars involved in vehicular homicides, assaults, and hit and runs languish at the edge of the fenced-in dirt field.
So no pictures of this one.
Sergeant Stinson calls it death row.
This is a vehicle that was driven by somebody who enjoyed fast cars, and we had information that it could have been a race, but we can't prove it. But he ran into a pickup truck that's over there.
The car is in pieces, shattered glass, twisted metal. He points to a similar pile of wreckage nearby. Windshields that remain intact have spiderweb-like bulges protruding forward, places where Stinson says someone's head hit the glass. One car has a birthday card on the front seat. It's stained with blood. These vehicles are kept at the impound lot indefinitely until any litigation or prosecution is complete.
And a lot of them will try to tell you that, you know, they weren't speeding, but with my guys and their equations and the black box, I mean, we can figure out what happened. But it's just an accident, right?
Colorado Springs currently has the 2nd highest number of fatalities for cities in the state behind Denver. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.